Youngstown, Murom Shmuley joined the Youngstown Area Jewish Federation as community shaliach, Israeli emissary, in August. Through the Jewish Agency for Israel, an international agency that matches young Israelis with Jewish communities throughout the U.S. and beyond, the Shlishu program serves to build connections to Israel and to increase awareness, knowledge, pride and understanding of Israel and its ideals, a news release states. Shmuley will work primarily with the Jewish Community Center of Youngstown's Youth, Adult and Senior Programming, as well as with the Jewish Community Relation Council's Community Outreach and Israel Advocacy Initiatives. Shmuley is originally from Moshav Orit and currently lives in Moshav Zophar, cooperative agricultural communities in southern Israel. As an educator, he has worked with the community and youths at summer camps and as a private teacher. He was part of a large youth movement in Israel, B'nai Hamoshavim, for 10 years. He spent 2 years and 8 months in the Air Force Israeli Air Defense Command as a staff sergeant and as an Iron Dome commander. Anyone interested in hosting Shmuley as a speaker should contact Nick Bush at nbush@jewishyoungstown.org or 330-746-3250, ext. 114. Mahoning County Mental Health announces staff changes. Youngstown, the Mahoning County Mental Health and Recovery Board is adding 2 new hires to its team and announcing the retirement of a longtime employee. Clinical Director Bill Carbonell is retiring this month after 18 years of service. On behalf of myself and the entire board, we thank Bill for his service to the community and commitment to meeting the mental health needs of individuals and families throughout the county, Dwayne Piccarilli, Executive Director of the Mahoning County Mental Health and Recovery Board, said in a news release. Meanwhile, the board is welcoming Michelle Worth, who will serve as the new clinical specialist beginning in October. She has more than a decade of experience in the mental health field. As part of her role with the board, she will field all clinical calls, coordinate and chair clinical meetings and attend Fresh Start Court and assisted outpatient treatment hearings as needed. The board has also hired Tracy Morocco as clerical support for the board. She joined the staff in August and will assist with the day-to-day management of the office. We are thrilled to welcome Tracy and Michelle to the Mahoning County Mental Health and Recovery Board, Piccarilli said. These talented and skilled professionals will help us continue to fulfill our mission of supporting and improving the quality of life for residents of Mahoning County. Ohio Nursery and Landscape Association to award scholarships. Columbus, the Ohio Nursery and Landscape Association will award multiple scholarships for the 2021-22 school year. These scholarships will go to Ohio students pursuing a major in landscaping, nursery production or related horticulture subject areas at a 2 or 4 year institution. The ONLA President's Scholarship, a $3,000 scholarship, is awarded to one college candidate from a pool of applicants, in addition to several $2,000 scholarships. 2 $500 scholarships are awarded to high school Future Farmers of America candidates. Scholarship applications are due by September 17. To apply, click here. Columbia Gas of Ohio partners with organizations to fight hunger. Columbus, throughout September, Columbia Gas of Ohio is partnering with organizations to help feed those in need and to encourage others to take action toward ending hunger in their communities. So many of our neighbors don't know where their next meal will come from, a fact that should be unacceptable to all of us, Vince Parisi, President and Chief Operating Officer of Columbia Gas of Ohio, said in a news release. To our customers and neighbors, Columbia cares, and we're here for you. Since the beginning of the year, Columbia Gas has given more than $850,000 in contributions through the NeSource Charitable Foundation to nonprofits dedicated to helping those struggling with hunger across Ohio, the release states. As part of its September campaign, Columbia Gas of Ohio will contribute more than $170,000 in additional dollars through the NeSource Charitable Foundation to hunger-focused nonprofit organizations across its service area. Along with financial support, Columbia Gas employees will be participating in volunteerism and helping to raise awareness about the organizations, which include Children's Hunger Alliance, Mid-Ohio Food Collective, Second Harvest Food Bank, Connecting Kids to Meals, Life Care Alliance, Local Matters and Harvest for the Hungry. For customers who may have fallen behind on their energy bills, Columbia Gas has several flexible payment programs available. For information, click here or call 800-344-4077. Do you have an announcement about your business or organization you'd like to share? Email news@mahoningmatters.com.